I think I found that I did not have the proper reverence in some cases. To me, like I was talking about earlier, you find out that people are just people. Well, no, they aren't. Apparently, because I did a project at the Beverly Hills Cartier. I was asked to go and put the jewelry back after it came back from the Golden Globes. So here comes the 10-pound necklace that Ellen Mirren was wearing, and I wipe the makeup off and put it. Well, I was. I was operating under my level of protocol that I understood to be appropriate. And yet, I wasn't. I did not realize that you were supposed to, you were not supposed to make eye contact with the manager of the store and, all this. And I'm like, wow. I mean, she was an amazing woman. And I was there 2 days and she wore couture every day. But it's like, I was like, do I need to genuflect here? I was really amazed at how just completely out of order it was. But of course, I had to step back and go, Larry, this is Rodeo Drive. This is Rodeo Drive. This is, maybe there is a different kind of reverence, and maybe they're they really aren't human beings, I don't know. But it was a real eye-opener, and I felt like a bumpkin, even though I had I'd done everything I'd done. I still kind of felt like a bumpkin that I kind of missed something. But I know I didn't. It's just that I'm always, when I'm faced with situations like that, just because the way I'm always absorb the doubt and analyze the doubt and say, was this, am I crazy? Or are they crazy? And I discovered that I was wrong, but I wasn't wrong. I was wrong for that situation. It's like, but I realize that I cannot be in that world. I'm sorry, but I don't. For me, the emperor really doesn't have new clothes. And I'm sorry. We all just. It's like with couture, it's all just laundry tomorrow. It really is. It's so. I mean, be as reverent as you want, but I'm. You aren't going to walk on water for me, so anyway.